Blog Talk Radio.
Bring in the bass. V-A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell ya how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear Fly Valley boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped frontin' and wants to speak, and she coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type kangle tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper. They caught the paper. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee. Better known to y'all as Kamasaku V. He cut, scratch, transforms with finesse and all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss funded, said, sorry Mr. Lee, but this don't help on it. Now my cousin born, still try on and on and on to the light breaks of dawn. To get this JLP in effect, then it look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, born, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but now he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Source crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down? Camp, they said, no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death food rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. We'll have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep it instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, biz, do you remember me for Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time. and never cease to amaze. They caught the bait. Yo, they caught the bait. They caught the bait.
Yo, I like to tell everybody, this is a true story.
They caught the bait.
And you know.
Yo, this is RMF. I'm back. That was my homeboy from New York City. Rest in peace, my boy Biz. You know what I'm saying? He dropping the vapors. They still sniffing on the vapors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why me and my friends is going to keep this dope-ass flavor. Keep this dope-ass flavor keep going. So rest in peace, Biz. I got my special guest in the queue, Devon King, a.k.a. Mr. Flawless. What's up, my brother?
I mean, everything good, man. Just getting up, about to hit the ground, man. I here making power moves, and goddamn, pretty much out here, man. Hit the streets right now. I'm up north, right here in Baltimore, Maryland, man. Looking at our people out here, man. It's a shame, man, how the streets turning down up here. Man, trying to see what I can do to give back in terms of turning the streets around.
So give us a little background. So give us everybody a little background. Introduce yourself to everybody. Let them know who you are.
I'm from Columbia SC, man. Everything I got, I built myself from the bottom up from scratch, man. Started making beats with my mouth, producing and writing and making beats. And I'm out here, man, climbing the ladder, really, man. I did a lot of work for a couple of people out here from state to state. Shout out to Atlanta, shout out to Florida, shout out to North Carolina, shout out to South Carolina, shout out to the whole United States who's rocking with me. But right now, I'm on like 14 different cities and 14 different states. Across the country right now, new single Lose Control is out here, man. All platforms that I'm spending in Korea, they picking a song up like every day, man. Pretty much every week, somebody picking up on a new station. So I mean, blessed for that. Shout out to Bentley Records, Bentley Gang. Shout out to all the artists on the label. Trying to bring that real hip hop back. Shout out to Biz Markie and everybody, all the legends out there, man, that passed away trying to make the dream happen.
Yeah, that's what time it is. That's my boy, man. You know we. Yeah, that's what you're talking about, man. So how did you get into hip hop? How did you get into it?
Well, man, really, man, I was one of them cats growing up, watching 106 and Park and BET all the time growing up. And I was like, man, if they young, like little Bow Wow, them boys, little Romeo, then I got the old school cats coming through, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing their thing. I'm like, I'm doing the same thing. I want to do it. It motivated me, man. I started buying the equipment, started doing my own thing and putting it out there and see what people like about it, man. And they say, you know, people plug me in. People plug me in, see my talent, see my grind, see my hustle, started traveling, started putting some money into what I'm doing, started investing in myself, my own product, then record my own music, keeping everything in-house and everything, you know, people just started blessing me, man. Like, you talk to some, when you talk to real, the streets respect you, the streets will show you love back, you see?
That's right, my brother. That's it. You got to put in work. Tell them.
Man, the grind. I've been doing this shit almost 20 years, man. It's like everywhere I go, I meet new people. I meet,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm meeting a lot of new people everywhere I go, man. I'm plugging in everywhere else and rocking with the music, the brand, promoting. You know what I'm saying? And I'm building the street team everywhere I go. I got fans, I got friends, I got people who supporting me on the music, people supporting me on the brand, on the clothes. You know what I'm saying? Just a blessing to be out here, man. Putting out real music and people respecting it and bringing back the old school, that ghetto gospel, man. Trying to bring the streets to real so we can bring the real back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. We all the legends are gone, man. That's another thing I want to just stress on that. Man, we got to pay attention to our health, man. We got to eat right. We got to change our whole thing because we dying too young, man. We dying too young, and it's sad that our legends are going before our time, man. You know?
Yeah, man. That's like not loud enough, but all lives matter at the same time.
Man, that money don't mean a damn thing, man. Take care of your health. Take care of your family. Your family come first. Your health come first before the money. But you won't be allowed to spend it.
Yeah, you got to have your health right first, man. Health before wealth.
This guy, man, he was a legend. He should have lived another 10 years, man. He was only 57.
Yeah.
He's my age. He's my generation. I grew up with him. You know, he wasn't like, you know, I mean, he wasn't like, we didn't know each other, nothing like that, but he's in from my generation. And I thank God I'm still alive, man. Because I do, I changed my whole routine. I changed my whole diet and everything. I started eating right, man. And think, man, I feel good like, man, I feel healthy like, man, I'm telling you.
That's why I'm bringing that new hip-hop back. I'm bringing that old school, new school hip-hop now, man. I'm telling you to go check out the new singles by Mr. Flawless, man. We got so much truth coming out. I got a single that's got called Streets Don't Love You for the streets. And I got one for everybody going through something called Love is a Drug. No release date on it yet. But we're working on it. It should be dropping in between the next, now and next month. And it's all about love. It's the good, bad, and the ugly. All sides of love. You feel me? How good it can be and how bad it can get. So I'm going to drop that with my homeboy R&B D from the label, from Bentley Records.
Oh, you from Columbia, South Carolina, huh?
Yeah, I'm Columbia, SC. I just don't ever be there. I go check out my city and get on.
Oh, you down there with Cheryl the Pearl and Blondie and them from Sequest. The old first rap group. You down there. That's where she's from. The first
I know where Andrew Stone and all them down there, too.
Yeah. They live down there. That's where they from. Yeah, I just thought about that. Yeah, she's going to be on my mixtape that's coming out in 3 weeks. Yeah, she did a song with Ross Lyon, tribute to DMX. We're going to have that on my mixtape that's coming out in 3 weeks. So look out for that. But we're going to play your song. So tell us how you came up with that song, Street. We're going to play Streets Don't Love You. So tell us how you came up with that song.
Oh, man, Streets Don't Love You, man. It goes back way back from the old days, like a G-code from the old G's to tell you, whatever you do, make sure you got, cover your ass, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't your partner, like Mo 3 said, you know what I'm saying? So Streets Don't Love You, I had to get out of here, and I was putting loyalty into the wrong people, showing love to a whole bunch of people, and they started, you know what I'm saying, biting the hand that feed them and stuff like that, so... You know, I started cutting my ties with certain people and started doing my own thing. And, you know, I had to talk about situations. People always come to me in the streets about, hey, man, this happened. My homeboy did this. I got locked up behind that and all this. But at the end of the day, some people don't love you, man. So you had to find out your circle and find out who really loves you and push it. And stay down until you come up. You feel me? So the streets don't love you by me. It's your boy K-Town. Y'all check that out.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, can we play Devon King's Streets Don't Love You?
Yeah,
it's divine. Drop down, drop down. We got Kobe's time, put some niggas on his face. Yeah. Who the fuck is dying? Streets don't love you, my nigga. Streets don't love you. Hey, streets don't love you, my nigga. Mr. Ball, let's get it. Yeah. Seen a lot of good niggas get caught. That's why I second guess loyalty, cause that's what it's all about. Ryan here, money talk, nigga, bullshit, walk. People act real funny, but you ain't doing what they want. When I call your ex for some real, they won't let you hold it low. Now I'm down bad, the ones I thought were loyal, you ain't ghost. Why I got trust issues, that's what hurting me the most. Why I drink in my accounts, now a nigga need a toast. Everybody wanna ride the boat, but can't keep a flow. Everybody wanna cop, but they don't wanna pay no. Yeah, you're real street niggas, tell them boys kick your door. Now you looking for your lawyer, cause you gotta go cold. Yeah, these streets don't love you, my nigga, unless you got some paper. Instead playing for time, it's a trade, not a favor. We living with you, got no motherfucking paper. How my people hold the pop, nigga, they ain't making no paper. Streets don't love you, my nigga. Streets don't love you.
Rough out of niggas, get the young boy, all I want was six figures for my young crew, I'll tell pulling triggers. I had to switch it up, level my game up. Put my feet to the pavement, keep my head up. I wanna leave a legacy for my kids. Not make Uncle Sam rich, life can be a bitch. When you're positive in the negative world, shit's cold. Gotta stay bold, never fold. Ain't always chase your dreams, shit ain't always as it seems. Listen to this game, then I'm putting in your ear. And stay 10 toes down till that casket drop. They always say being good never pays off. You gotta know who to help out and cut it off. Grab that blunt and pull that rap off. This league gave me a shot and I ain't gon' miss. Ain't no hater important enough to diss. Billy Gang, Last Kings, let's get it. I do this for the kids.
Yeah, we back. That was Devon King's song, Streets Don't Love You. Yeah, we're going to take some callers now. So can we take the first caller?
334-647.
Hello.
Hey, who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, yo, this is Queen of Savage. I'm calling from Prattville, Alabama.
Hey, how you doing? You're on the radio with Devon King from South Carolina. What's going on?
Nothing much. Enjoying the hot weather down here. How about y'all?
We just kicked it.
Oh, yeah,
just
baby,
doing
it's
some
hot now.
Oh, yeah, it's toasty down here in Bama. It's so hot down here on the Sunday.
So tell us a little about you. So give us an introduction and who you are.
Well, my name is Queen of Savage. Like I said, I'm from Prattville, Alabama. I am a singer slash rapper slash songwriter. I recently just came out as an artist. I just dropped my first album called Catch a Vibe Volume 1. And I'm signed to Trill Entertainment for distribution rights. I represent the Linus family. I represent Savage Life, Super Unit. That's a little bit about me.
So how did you get into hip hop? I mean, what was your inspiration to get into singing and doing and getting into rapping?
Well, growing up, my dad was really old school, so he listened to, like, a lot of old school music, like Patti LaBelle, Run DMC, just a lot of old hip-hop music, and I grew up on that. And one of my major inspirations was Patti LaBelle and Lauryn Hill. Love Lauryn Hill. And Erykah Badu, they portrayed the type of music that I wanted to write, you know. I wanted to keep it real, but, you know, still give people something to feel or have some type of, you know, emotion behind. So my music is based off of real. It's based off of emotion. And it's just, you know, good vibe for me. That's the type of person I am. I'm a vibe type person.
That's what I'm talking about. We need music that we can relate to, rise to. That's what I'm talking about. You talk about that. You talk about the legend. You talk about Patti LaBelle. Okay. You talk about Run DMC. You talk about the GOAT. The music industry. The music industry is not the same.
Saturday, Tina Faye was jumping, listening to Run DMC, and especially when he put on the real oldies.
Listening
to James Brown. Oh, yeah.
Oh, say it again. Say it again. But make music like that. That's what we try to bring it back. We're taking it back because we're trying to take back the industry, man, because it's so up. So what are you doing with your music? What you planning on doing? What is your next move?
Well, right now, I kind of sort of had to step back for a minute. I recently had a heart attack, so I've got to get my health right first before I can step back out there and try to perform per se. But I'm definitely still going to be working on actually my next album now that I got the first one out there. We're going to be pushing that one, getting that one floating out, and I'm going to go ahead and start working on my next one because I've already got songs that I've already written, and I feel like it needs to be out there because, I mean, the music that we have now is good music. I'm not going to lie. Hip-hop, you know, but I just feel like we done gotten so far away from speaking about emotional things and things that need to be addressed through music than just entertainment. And like I said, I don't knock nobody, you know. Everybody has a different art when it comes to music. Everybody display their art differently when it comes to music, you know. But I just feel like we're missing the biggest part of what made hip-hop and R&B in the first place, music in the first place, and that's emotion, that's realness. I feel like music's missing that.
Wow. That's some deep stuff, and that's real. And that's a sister telling you. You know what I'm saying? Music, that's what I'm saying. Music, that's what we want to listen to. That's exactly what we want to listen to. We have emotions. That's what I'm saying. You sit down in your house and you just can picture everything that's coming out, the words of the song. You can picture everything. The hip-hop the same way, the old-school hip-hop. You can sit down and listen to Tupac and sit there and just, you can picture everything he's talking about. Biggie, same thing. Because that's what music is about. I don't know what they're doing with it now. But give us the links and everything before you go.
One more time,
it
kind of went out.
Yeah, I said give me your links before you go.
Alright, you can find me on Facebook under Queen the Savage. You can also hit me up on IG, which is Queen the Savage 31. And music is on all platforms. Catch a Vibe Body One just dropped on every platform except for iMusic. Because I've already have singles that was out from the album on there, and due to copyright reasons, they wouldn't let me upload the album on there. So Apple Music is the only one that don't have an album, but they do have 5 singles from off the album that is on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You definitely got a link with me.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Make it a feature of my collaboration.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind. Matter of fact, for my next album, I am doing free features. Anybody that want to collab with me, want to do any type of song, whether it's a song that you got or if I need, hey, I'm open to that option.
Tell you what, reach out to me on Facebook and hit me with an inbox and we'll work it out.
All right, cool. No problem.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We bring people together on my show. Y'all hating, right? We bring people together and putting out music. That's the time it is. It's about advancing hip-hop, advancing music. Why y'all hating on yourself?
Right. It ain't no.
But now you just got opportunity. You see what I'm saying? You call up the radio station and look what you can get.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, big homie.
That's what
I'm saying. Big homie, man. Hey, we done been a long way, man. Hip-hop, we growing hip-hop. We growing every day, man. I'm down here with one of my brothers right now. He want to give a shout-out to the whole radio station, the whole brand. He want to tell the world what's happening and how you feel about hip-hop.
Go ahead, man. It's all good.
Oh, what's going on? Jake Bizzle from up here up north. up here. We want to give a big shout out to everybody down south, North Carolina, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Representing Bentley Gang to the fullest.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
He in a meeting now, man. He ain't no artist right now. He just a supporter, man.
Okay.
So we're gonna take
another caller.
All right, that'll work.
All right, y'all be easy.
All right.
Yeah, hit me back later, bro. If you finish. My
I didn't know. Sorry, Queenie. I didn't know you were still on the line. My bad.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you for calling. And we're gonna play your music. Definitely, I'm gonna play your music next week. You already know. We already talk on Facebook and everything. So we're gonna keep in touch, and I'm gonna keep you updated on everything. Like I said. And I'm gonna play your music. She's gonna be on my. She's gonna interview on my show later on this year. So look out for that. So we just keep the dream alive. That's all. So take care.
Take care, y'all. Be easy.
And take care of your health. And take care of your health.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. Can we take another caller?
Hey, you still need me on the line, big homie?
Huh?
Still need me on the line? I gotta hear Brian real quick.
Okay. Okay. So tell us a little. Give me your links and everything before you go, and your shots out before you go.
All right, check this out. Hey, this Mr. Flawless, a.k.a. King Devon, Devin King on Facebook. Y'all looking for me. Mr. Flawless, ENT on Instagram. Mr. Flawless on all platforms, YouTube, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora. Y'all can go Google Play on your phone, wherever you want to go. Look me up. I'm out here like traffic lights. Remember, the streets don't love you. I'm going to make you lose control. I desire to have it all. 100, baby. Y'all holler at me. Bentley Gang.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. And thanks for supporting the show, man. And we're gonna stay in touch. Shout out to y'all, man.
Shout out to everybody playing my music. Shout out to all the radio stations that supporting. It's a product. Shout out to you, man, and your whole station for playing me and putting the word out there and bringing real hip hop back. Let's get it.
Yeah, right on, my brother. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
Yeah, can we take another caller?
Hi, this is Maldi from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Hey, what's going on?
You got it. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
No, thank you for supporting me and networking with me and bringing some
together.
Dope music and busting some serious freestyles. What? You know, dope. Wait. Hey, tell everybody who you are first of all. Tell them everybody. Wait. Tell them who you are.
This is Mo D with the two E's coming straight from Mississippi. One Life Savage. You know, that's I just received my LLC, so I'm starting off my company. I'm trying to build, you feel me? So it's exciting. It's a learning process, but it's really exciting. You know, it's a lot of research. You got to do a lot of reading, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure I make the right move. You know, I don't want to make the wrong move when it's going to cost me or, you know what I'm saying, make major damages and stuff. And I'm learning as I go, you know what I'm saying, so I can grow, you feel me? And I got a good team by me. You know what I'm saying? I got people promoting my music. They pushing my music. They, like you know what I'm saying, putting my music to other radio stations as well, too. You know, and I'm very grateful and thankful, you know. It's a good feeling when you hear a song that you wrote, you know what I'm saying, on a radio or a network or whatever. I mean, it's a privilege. I'm honored, you know. Some people can't understand that, you know what I'm saying, but it's honor, you know what I'm saying, to hear your shit being played and people bobbing to it, you feel me? And just trying to bring back that real hip-hop, you know, I have my own style, I have me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not trying to be like everybody else, you know, I'm being me, I'm a storyteller, you know, when I write, you know, so, you know.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on, that's hip-hop, rap,
hip-hop.
Rap flow, wait a minute, that's rap flow, rap talent, and skills, right?
Right.
Isn't that what that is? Okay. Wait a minute. If you don't do those things, you're not hip hop.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no disrespect. Yes, they talking loud. They ain't say. Oh, say it again.
Okay.
You know my song. You know I ain't no joke. Wait.
Right.
Hey,
right.
That's what I'm saying. They don't even know the rules for how you could call yourself hip hop. You don't even know the rules. You gotta have skills, flow, and talent to make hip hop.
Right.
They don't know the rules.
You gotta learn too. You gotta learn. You gotta research.
You gotta
learn.
Flow first. You gotta have rap. Wait a minute. You had to be an MC first. Tell them, girl. Wait a minute. Let me be quiet. Let me be quiet because I got a sister on the line from Mississippi, right? That know what time
right.
it is. So go ahead. I'm gonna let you go. So give us a little background on how you got into the music industry and what was your influences and everything. You got the flow.
Well, I always had a passion for music and everything throughout my school years and choir, church choir, playing different instruments, drama class. My favorite artist was actually Mary J. Blige and Tupac. You know, and I love Luther. You know, I'm here now. That's like my jam. So, you know, I'm a 90s. I love that 90s style music, that real, you know, love, you know what I'm saying, that feeling, you know what I'm saying. But, and then I completed my first album, you know, under Web Entertainment, and it's on all major platforms as well, too, and a single. Right now I'm working on collaboration, and also I'm working on my second album as well, too.
Yeah, so
you can find me on Facebook, you know, as well, too, under Modi, and on Instagram as One Life Modi, you know. I'm on Reverb Nation as Modi, you know. Just look up Modi with the two E's and you'll find me, you feel me?
And she dope, though. She real dope. Y'all need to check her out. I got her music, too. I'm going to play your music next month. You're going to be on my, you're going to interview on my show later on this year, so you're going to be back. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to do this music. We're gonna send your music out there, man. We are, man, shoot, you're, man. And that's what we do because that's hip-hop, man. We did this for free. You know what I'm saying? I did this for free, so that's what I do. I just promote hip-hop, man, and keep it real, man. So does it educate them? Then I got these, and I'm so honored to have females on my show because not too many females call my show because they don't like what I got to say, right? But then, and then the females come on. The ones that do come on here, keep it real. You know, that shit y'all doing is disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? What? That ain't hip hop. You ain't got no skills. You ain't got no talent. You ain't got no flow. You ain't hip hop.
You gotta take your clothes off and twerk this and twerk that, which I ain't knocking. I ain't knocking the twerk thing, but if you gotta do all that extra just to get a little extra, then I feel like that extra ain't worth it. You feel me? That's just too much work.
We got to be black. You see what I'm saying?
Look, you flash my ass, get some background.
They forgot.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me all the way. You know what I'm saying? For real. I'm gonna be me.
We forgot what color of skin we are. You know what I'm saying? We forgot where we come from. We come from royalty. We from kings and queens. We need to take off our clothes.
Right.
We come from diamonds and pearls. You understand?
Right.
If we understand where we come from, we wouldn't do that stuff. And then it's the OGs that's doing it. That's even worse. So it's not the youngsters' fault because it's the OGs didn't teach them.
Right.
It's OGs that's running hip-hop, running that garbage they doing. Look who running
me personally, I'd rather take the long walk, you know. I'd rather take the long while I'm taking that long walk, you know what I'm saying? I'm reading. I'm learning as I go and bring the others too. If I can help, I help. You feel me?
But that's not hip-hop. That's not hip-hop. Stop lying. That's not hip-hop. Them OGs know the truth. That's what it said. They sold out, man. It's not the young people. I ain't blaming the young people. It was the OGs didn't tell them the truth. The OGs spending getting that money off of them taking off their clothes. They the ones that tell them to take off their clothes.
Yeah. See, they need that money so bad, they willing to do it, you know, when you don't have to.
They
done
gave up.
Patient.
They gave up the art form. They sold out. They sold out an art form. That's why I made that song, Talking Loud. Hey, why you think I made that
song?
And then
it make it hard for women like us, you know what I'm saying? That is the real of the real, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's like, you
they
know, it makes it hard for us, you know?
They disrespect the whole culture.
Right.
They distracted, man, black people, that's not where we come from. That's not how we are.
Right.
You understand? We're not black no more. Do you understand? We everything but black.
because black people don't act like that. We don't come from there. We come from the plantation. We didn't act like that. We come from Africa. We didn't act like that.
Right.
We come from
That's
kings
right.
and queens, like I said. We don't come from
That's
that.
Right.
We come from kings and queens. You understand? We come from royalty. When you go overseas, mm-hmm. we are royalty. People treat us like we royalty when we go over here, any place but the United States of America. Talking
Got
about
it.
Ain't no place better than here. You,
right.
man, talking about there ain't no place better than here. You better get on a plane and go somewhere.
All right. Pick up a phone.
Get out the hood. That's why you dying in the hood. You're going to die in the hood. For what?
Right.
Your kid's going to die in the hood with you. Your kid's dying in the hood now. Oh, wait a minute.
Wow.
Hip hop.
That's what kills
Black
me because it's like when a man has a dream. When a man has a dream, why would you want to down that man's dream when that man can help that hood? You know, help build that man's dream up so it can make a change within that hood. You feel me? Don't never knock a man down for a dream. That's why the hood's so fucked up because everybody want to knock each other down for each other's dreams. You know what I'm saying? It ain't your dream. It ain't your vision. It's mine. Whether you believe it or not, these are my eyes. I don't walk. My walk through another man's eyes because I'm going to lose every time. You feel me? You know, we lose every time when we do that, you know? And that's
but
why,
Martin,
you know what I'm saying? For real.
But when you said the dream, right, where you got that from? Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was talking about everybody's dream, right? So
okay,
every time you
right.
come out your mouth, you have that man's vision in you, right?
Yeah,
in your
right.
music, in your words, in your hip-hop. Everything, because that was hip-hop. Martin Luther King is hip-hop. You just, man, hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
If it wasn't
art
for him, you
art.
Wouldn't have
the
no
way it
dream.
Goes,
he told you to have a dream, right? Okay.
Right.
And if you mess up the dream, that's on you. That's
okay.
poor choices. You're not no victim.
And you know what? A man without dream is a man without vision. You feel me?
Ooh.
That was a big fact. You know?
Yeah.
You go back to the old ways. You feel me? You got to have a vision behind your dream. Without that, you
and
know
we,
what I'm saying? What?
Well, that's hip-hop, right?
Right.
That's hip-hop, right?
Right. All day.
Every day, all day. If you ain't doing that, you ain't hip-hop. That's what I'm saying. You ain't hip-hop if you ain't talking like we talk.
Right.
We ain't even talking about the damn music. We talking about how the foundation of the damn thing, how it started. From the dream.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From James Brown, from Parliament, from Earth, Wind, and Fire, from Ohio mm-hmm. Players, from Fatback Band. What you know about Fatback Band? Kingston III.
It got way
they know, hey, see, you don't even know about hip-hop. That was the first rap album. First, they was a band, okay? A funk band. Okay, go back and check it out. I had the damn album in my house. Fatback Band. Kingpin the Third, the first rap song. Y'all don't know hip hop.
See, that's why I love this because people, you know what I'm saying, like as you go as an artist, you know what I'm saying, along we may have our struggles, but along those struggles, make sure you're getting the message. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody's always saying something. Don't ever miss it. You know what I'm saying? So always get the message. Even though it may not go the way we want to, you know what I'm saying? But every time we talk to somebody, it's always a message. In that conversation, you know what I'm saying? We just have to run with it, you know? So, but you're right. And I'm glad you said that because that's something I could research, you know what I'm saying? Look up and you know what I'm saying? For real. Learn every day. You ain't learning every day, you ain't learning shit. I'm sorry.
He said, I have a dream. He said, what he said, Martin
yeah.
Luther King said, I have a dream, not a nightmare, okay?
Yeah.
And we living in a nightmare right now.
Chaos,
we forgot
like
the
mad chaos. For real, it's sad.
Mad chaos.
You know what I'm saying? Every time you
we
look up,
chaos.
There's always something going.
There's always something, huh? That sounds like a song,
always.
Huh?
always
getting
something.
Into something, huh? Wait, that's an old school song. Wait. Well, oh, yeah, but we got to go. I'd like to thank you
all
for
right.
supporting the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stay in touch. You know what I'm doing? You know, we're going to keep you updated and everything. We're going to stay in touch. You know that? But give your links and everything before you go.
You can find me on Facebook as Modi, Instagram, One Life Modi. I'm on Reverb Nation Modi. Look at Modi with the two E's. You're going to find me. You know what I'm saying? I'm on all of them. So just look me up. And I want to give a special thanks to all my supporters, my fans, Mississippi, my family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that supported me. thank you. I appreciate all the DJs that have stamped my record. You know what I'm saying? All you guys, all Savage Life, Super Unit, Wendell, Derek, all you guys. You know, I thank everybody, Web Entertainment, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for all your support.
You know, it's an honor to have a woman on here, to have on my show, that keeps it real and tells the truth. That's what my show is about. And we support hip hop, and I'm always going to support hip hop forever. You know, I grew up, that's in my blood, that's all I had. I didn't smoke, I didn't drink. All I had was hip hop when I grew up. So I just promote hip hop and keeping it real, that's all. But thank you for supporting the show. We're going to talk soon and everything. All right, peace. Can we play Have Not Jones song real quick?
Keep on crying. crying.
Don't leave me.
I keep on crying.
Don't leave me.
So baby, please don't go.
Don't go. Can we play MTG Deacon song, please? That was. Do we have Have Not Jones song?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Who's this? Where you calling from?
It's Tony Storm, Toledo, Ohio. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Tony? What's going on?
Oh, just chilling out in this heat, man. About to run up here to this stove. Hot as hell, man. What are we talking about?
That we just talk about hip hop and just. You know, we had some. We had two female rappers that I'm networking with, and we just up here just promoting, just doing the same. Uh-huh. We had a special guest on here, but he had to go from Bentley Records. But you know, just promoting hip hop. So what's going on with you?
Doing the same thing with my recordings, man. Just promoting hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Just dropped something yesterday called, called Mike Tech, a little freestyle I did on the Alchemist Study Gibbs, God is Perfect Beat. It's on my YouTube page under the Mixtape Tony playlist and shit, but it's the most recent track I got. It's called Mike Tech, it's pretty fire. And I've been freestyling too, with my score getting chopped. I'm going to start back writing, but I got a lot more to say before I start picking my pen back up. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it comes to me so easy, man, and I figure why not do it.
Yeah, so what? So give us a little background on how you got into the music industry.
Oh, man, shit. I was born into music. My father and my mama was in a van on some Ike and Tina shit. They used to have the band used to come over and be in the living room, be a drum set in the living room, and my dad would be playing the bass, my mama would be singing. And there'd be a couple of background people in there. And, like, it was always in my family. It was always in my life. So when I was a little kid, I was always inspired, like, stuck with drums and singing and shit like that. So what I was doing was when my mama was singing or cooking in the kitchen, I would flip the pots and pans over, and I would beat on, like, drums. I'm, like, 3 years old. Then, like, at 4 or 5, when I was able to, like, talk to it, I was rapping. I was taking little freestyles and shit. So really all my life, on and off, I've been doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in a little group on some Jackson 5 shit as a kid. You know what I mean? I was like the lead guy. And then, like, I just kept for music. Music just kept on finding me. And I'm freestyling in the hallway in school, and I'm battling guys, and I'm just getting colder and colder. Then I started to, like, make beats. So it was like, it's really been in my life, like, forever, but I didn't start to take the kids until, like, 2017. You know what I mean? But I had always been messing around with it.
So who was your influences?
Oh, man, my earliest influences was, like, Sugar Hill Gang, LL Cool J, Beastie Boys, Kumo G. That's the early ones. But then when I started to get my own vibe and my own flow, that's when I was fucking with the Wu-Tang and the Illmatic, Nas, and the, I used to listen to a lot of, like, underground shit, man, West Coast shit. I was inspired by Ice Cube and shit because I felt like he always said what was on his mind. And as a kid, I was inspired by that too. So it just kept on going and going. And the Biggie and the Pac and the Nas. And I always stayed inspired through every era. Like even right now, it's the lyrics I listen to. When people scream and ain't no hip hop. It is still hip hop out here. You gotta find it. Like right now, like I fuck with like the Zelda shit, Ransom. I still fuck with Pun and all that kind of shit. Who was that guy? Kendrick, J. Cole. It's a few other cats, man. Something else I was listening to recently. But I can't remember what the name was, though. Hey, what's going on with you? All right. Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Run up to the show. But yeah, so let me see. It was something that I just was listening to that was new. What the hell was it, man? I can't remember, man. I gotta go back on my YouTube and check it out. But I listen to a lot of stuff, man. But really, mainly, I just try to stay close, keep my ear to the street, man, see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And especially in the hip hop culture, because the game is changing so rapidly. It's like it's almost like the guys that come out are here today and gone tomorrow. So I try to catch them when it's hot. And just stay informed, just stay in the know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Just keeping the art form alive, man. Just, that's all we're doing. Yo, man.
And mainly that battle shit. I'm going to cut you off. That battle shit is really inspiring too to me, because I like the fact they still respect the pen. They still respect, you got to have pen game, man. You got to, this ain't no motherfucking, it's not no game. Like, your pen got to be sharp. And that's what I be seeing in a lot of that battle shit. I respect them and I'm inspired by that because their pen game be so sharp. You know what I mean? So I believe it's alive and well, and it's going to keep on ticking, man, for real.
Well, when you freestyle, you're practicing so you can be a rapper, man. That's what you're doing. So that's exactly what you're doing. When you freestyle, you're practicing. That's what you're doing, practicing. Yeah, that's all you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, man. We ain't got enough show to talk about that, because that's what it is. Because that's what you're doing when you freestyle and you're practicing your art so you could rap, okay? They they write that shit and they turn that shit into rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
You ain't fooling nobody. You're not fooling nobody, because I come from the art form. I know the art form. I know what is written and what you say off the top of your head, because I know, because that art form started with you. That's what I'm saying. It's practice.
Literally, like,
freestyling is practice.
Like,
they don't understand that.
I'm saying like this. Okay, I'm walking down the street. I'm about to go make a jug, and I'm going to cop some bread. I'm going to Broadway, Rock Lane, come off the top of my head. Like, I don't have to, you know what I'm saying? That shit comes from getting my floor sharper, so,
People can't do that. People can't do that. You know what I'm saying? They can't do that. We still living in the city where life's very pretty. The rats and the roaches don't even come up in the alley. You know what I'm saying? Still supposed to live in poverty. Motherfucker can't watch Growing Up Hip Hop. Motherfucking crackhead stole my color TV.
Right. That's real shit, though. That's reality, man.
I done remade the message, right? I done remade the message for you, and I made that up, right? I done changed the words to the message, right? Oh.
Right.
Wait. Hello. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't write that down.
Right,
okay.
It's natural, man. It's natural, man. When you got the hip-hop vibes, when you got that, it's a spirit. Hip-hop is more than just a culture. It's like a spirit. It's an attitude. It's like, when you got that vibe, you can just catch it. Or you can be a cypher, niggas. If you really got it, you can throw a word in the air and you're just going to catch it and snap. Because
you
flexing that muscle memory. Hey, now. Whoa. All right.
Yeah, man. They get mad at me for what? You ain't got no flow. You ain't got no skills. And you ain't got no talent. You ain't hip-hop. You get mad at me if you want. I don't care that.
Right.
You ain't hip-hop. I'm saying that. I'm going to keep it. I ain't changing what I said.
For sure.
Because Tony knows. Tony knows. You know what I'm saying?
Because
a lot of people don't want to come on my show and do what we just did. Because they can't come up with something like that. Oh, man. Oh, man. I got to think about that. Oh, I got to write that down. No, man. That's not a art form. You ain't hip-hop if you don't know the art form.
Yeah, that's a form of the art, man. A freestyle is a form of the art.
Practice, man. That's what freestyle. Practice your shit before you call yourself hip-hop. Hello?
Right. Mm-hmm, for sure.
But that's another show. Man. That's another show, though. We ain't got time for that, man. We got, our time is limited and anything. But give me your shots out and everything before you go.
Yeah, man, I want to shout out, man, my whole city, man, Toledo, Ohio, you know what I'm saying, my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, from the south side and the west side, and really just the whole world, man, just the whole country, man, everybody that's doing their time, I want everybody to stay focused, man, and keep that pen sharp and keep the freestyle sharp and stay in love with the game, man, because it ain't going nowhere. The game lives through us, so as long as we're here, it's here,
Yeah, so give us your links before you go.
Huh? My link?
Give us your link.
Oh, yeah.
Where they can find you.
Tony Storm 419 on Instagram. Tony Storm on YouTube. And Judah James on Facebook. J-U-G-H-A-J-A. going down. All right, all right. Hot as hell. Man. Man, I got to get it.
All right, my brother.
All right. Yep. All right, y'all. Y'all take it easy, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling and supporting the show. Talk to you soon.
Yep. No doubt. One.
Yo, this is All Meth, and I thank everybody for calling and supporting the show, and I'll talk to y'all on Wednesday. This is All Meth, and we out. Can we play Mr. Sax Dummy Dummy before we go?
Here's Dummy. D-U-M-M-Y, period. I'm donating 10 to the Marcha Dummy.
Dummy, 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 dummy.
Why you acting like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, 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 dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Can you hear me call you a dummy?
Dummy, dummy, dummy.
Why you acting like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, 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 dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, dummy, dummy?
Can you hear me call you a dummy,
dummy, dummy, dummy?
Why you acting like a
dummy, dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, 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 dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Didn't you hear me call you a dummy?
I'm in the studio, nose kinda running. I'm with some females trying to do the dummy dummy. Nah, baby, it don't go like that. Put your arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this. Horse back and let me demo the lyrics. Let me do it a couple of times, run it back and let me hear it. In the studio, you know we ain't no
joke.
Right, rhymes talk crazy and forget what we wrote. Take your jacket off, you gon' be sweating in here. It's a brand new dance, you gon' be doing it for years. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out.
Why you acting like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, 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 dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Why you acting like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, 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 dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Didn't you
even
call you a dummy?
Dummy, 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 dummy. Worldwide dance,
worldwide dance, dance,
people march back, six packs in a van. Don't act like you can do it, put your back into it. Let your arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this. How can I be back and I ain't went nowhere? It's Mr. Sack, dummy, dummy, can't you smell it in the air? It's Mr. Sack, homeboy, yeah, your girl might know me. Talking about she can do the dummy, dummy, then show me.
Got your mama,
good lord, and she's doing
good
it, dummy. You got your sister,
good lord,
and she's doing
good
it,
law.
Dummy. You got your daddy,
good lord,
and he doing it,
good
dummy. You got your brother,
good lord,
and he doing it, dummy. You got the pastor,
good lord,
and he doing it, dummy.
You got the brothers at the mosque, but they ain't doing it.
Why you acting like
a dummy, dummy, dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Why you acting like a
dummy, dummy, dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, 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 dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, 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 dummy?
Then you throw your
arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this.
Do this.
Arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this.
Do this.
Studio. Put some lyrics on the beat and make the head bounce. It's Mr. Sack in the house, I see you working it out. And I'ma show you what this dummy dummy dance is about. You gotta get off your feet, you been working all week. Do the dummy dummy, you can't do it like me. Cause I'll be getting
good
it in, I'll be getting
good
it
long.
In, I'll be getting
good
it
long.
In, I'll be getting
good
it
long.
In, I'll be getting
good
it
good
in, I'll be getting
good
it 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 in, I'll be getting
good it in.
A dummy.
Bad dummy.
Bye.